Well, John, I've just spoken to John Hearn, and while he accepts that Guido are the fancy team and the form team going into the final, he's playing a lot out of Glenty's experience of playing in finals and Guido's lack of it. And he says, regardless of many Ulster title finals you've played in or whatever, nothing prepares you for a county final.
I would agree with him to that, to a certain extent. He's right in what he's saying. I know myself from speaking to the Kilcare lads in 16 and 17, the difference when they went in 16 for the first time and what they were used to last year, and it did make a difference to them. So there is that factor, surely. It's how they prepare and whatnot, and there's no doubt Glenty's have the big edge when it comes to that side of it.
But how do you see it go otherwise? How do you see it?
Well, I do think that it's a game that's going to be, it's going to be a tight game, because you're going to have a kind of every county final, usually when you have two well-met teams, and the experience of Glenty's have is going to keep it tight, and it's probably be looking to try and see the last 15 minutes of the game that they're there or thereabouts, and they become very dangerous. I've probably said at the start of the year, before any ball was kicked at all in the championship, I fancied Guido for the title. Right up until now, they haven't proved any different than what I'm thinking. In saying that, you have to give great credit to Glenty's and Niamh Connell for to make their another final, and probably to Martin Regan. You have to look at it as a manager. He's in this, I think it's his third final in 4 years, you know, which is a great record. So yeah, you have to give them great credit for how they keep coming back. And I know myself, I think at the start of the year I didn't fancy that they would come out of the group of death with St Union's and Glenty's Guido, but they did that, and they have a lot of experience, a lot of character in the team. So when they get to the final, they're going to be hard to beat, very hard to beat. But I do think myself, maybe just a slight edge to Guido from the fact that I picked them on the start of the year, and really what I've seen from them so far, I haven't seen anything that takes my mind away from that.
What sets Guido apart for you this year?
I think maybe they're definitely their attacking power they have. They're physically strong. You know, they talk about, you know, Kieran Gillespie there. I think he's playing center half back. You know, he's a big, strong lad. We probably haven't seen an awful lot from him yet in the county level, but you know, at club level there, he's a fine player. They have a lot of talent all over the whole team. And you look at their minors and their 21s this last few years, and the way they've come through, and they've won county titles and they've won Ulster titles, and you see that, and you mix that with the experience of Eamon, Neil McGee, and obviously Kevin Cassidy there, and then you look at the like of James Carroll and Peter McGee, and you know they bring a lot to the table with between old and young, and I think they have a great balance there of a team right now.
And tell me, what kind of final are you expecting to see?
Yeah, I suppose when you look back on how the two teams maybe met in the down in Marygallen, I think it was probably maybe they both mirror imaged each other to a certain extent. And I know on that day Glenty's missed quite a few, and Guido got their scores, and I think they came out maybe 12-6 with the score in that one. I can't see it. It's going to be cagey for me, because a final is that way, and no one wants to give the edge. So everyone will be playing, and I think that the both teams will keep it quite tight, and it'll be a real tough affair. I think, obviously, New Connell, with the experience they have, they bring a lot to the table, and as a good way of grinding down teams and keeping themselves in the game a lot. And in the last 15 minutes, they have great power over even, I think it was St Union's, what year was it, 15, I think, when they won it. In the last 10, 15 minutes, they were able to pull away from them. So they have that experience, and if it comes down to the last 15 minutes, like, and it's very tight, Glenty's will be thereabouts. And you know, I just feel that I give Guido the edge at the very start of the year, and I think they've gone through their whole championship campaign unbeaten, and I just think that they'll just have the edge at the end of the day to win this one.